Mark, we were talking to...
Wait.
Okay.
Martin gets the start.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What do you got, Martin?
Battle of the Bay. What do you think? Just first time as a manager? I think just going into it, just renewing the rivalry, I guess.
Yeah, I know, you know, just being a part of it the last few years, there's a lot of excitement about the Battle of the Bay. You know, our focus, obviously, is to get prepared for this series. It's two games here. You know, our focus is to win the day, and that's kind of how we approach it. So, big picture wise, you know, fun, definitely something that I think creates a good buzz around the series.
Gabe Kapler told us a story about back at Fullerton when you remained on the team, he was asked to leave. He said that you were pretty highly touted.
Well, Gabe's experience probably wasn't as good of an experience as I had at Cal State Fullerton. Obviously, we've both grown up a little bit since those days, and he's obviously very successful in what he's doing now, regardless of what happened at Fullerton. But I really enjoyed my time at Fullerton with Augie, and I think I wouldn't be where I'm at right now with without the leadership of Augie Garrido.
Any update on Kevin Smith? Just how he's doing?
Yeah, Kevin's going to go through a full workout here today. We'll evaluate how he does, how he recovers, and then form a plan for Kevin to possibly go out and play a few games.
Do you have a Ramon update?
I don't have a Ramon update. I know last night I think he was played in the game, maybe gotten hit by a pitch, but it was fine. So, yeah, Ramon's currently on that rehab assignment we talked about.
Yeah. And, is that a scenario where, like, no news is good news?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know, obviously the focus right now for me is on these 28 guys here every day, but I do pay attention to what happens throughout our system. And, you know, I think Ramon's just, you know, progressing nicely.
How much did you enjoy this rivalry as a player?
Well, I didn't really get to enjoy it the way these guys do now. It wasn't as center stage, I would say. You know, when I played with the A's in 04, 05, 06, I don't recall the hype around the series, but maybe that's just because as a player, you're focused on just the game itself.
Do you think the Bay Bridge Trophy is added to the hype around the series?
I don't think the Bay Bridge Trophy, per se, is added to the hype, but obviously, you know, the way that the Giants and the A's have played over the last few years, being competitive, being postseasons, has brought a level of excitement between the two teams and the energy that kind of surrounds the series.
Have you guys decided to settle on the rotation for the weekend, whether you're going to juggle anything or keep it as is?
Yeah, we really haven't decided the weekend yet. We're going to wait and evaluate how Cap does tonight. He's throwing in Vegas. We'll also kind of have to just watch his progression through his bullpen this coming, you know, next few days, and make a decision on how we're going to proceed and go forward.
You still have a few players out by the COVID. Berrino and Lowry among them. One of those players is closer to return. Anyone is going to return tomorrow, for example?
I don't know the status of, and probably can't talk about the status of where they lie in terms of them returning, outside of the fact that the rules state, I believe, you know, they have to have two negative tests or tests that, you know, by definition of the CDC, allow them to come back in and be involved in our daily activity. And if that's tomorrow, then that would mean they, you know, pass those tests. But if it's not, I think the time frame is 10 days. Which falls, I believe, on Friday for all of those three players.
She took my Kapler question, but I'll ask you in a different way. What was it like being, you know, with him? Like, you get two freshmen trying to be the best ball players you can be in a new program, everything new. Any memories you have of that, of you guys just trying to make it?
My memory of Gabe was driving up in a ragtop 5.0 black Mustang for practice and parking in Augie Garrido's spot. And I think if you asked him that, he might deny it, but that's my memory of Gabe on the first practice day. So, but no, Gabe was young, just as I was. We were two freshmen. Jack Jones was another freshman who I think Gabe will remember was, they were close. But we were just trying to survive and trying to learn how to become grown men and adults and make good decisions, right?
What kind of car were you rocking in college?
Yeah, I had a Honda Accord.
Yeah. What all Garrido said when you park in the spot?
I think he was asked to move the car. I didn't park in the spot. Gabe did. So you'd have to ask Gabe a little bit more in depth on how that went.
Even when Lou comes back, do you consider Danny for those ninth inning closing role save situations?
You know, in terms of our bullpen, you know, Lou was our closer. When Lou comes back, we'll have to see where he is physically. I don't know, you know, the amount of work he's been able to get in based on his current situation. So we'll definitely look forward to having Lou back and then determine where he's at in terms of, you know, his physical and mental states going forward.
What have you just thought about Danny Jimenez and his present situation?
Yeah, Danny's done a nice job in the role in fulfilling, you know, for Lou right now. He's had some high leverage situations he's pitched through. He's had some situations where he's gotten into trouble and been able to get out of it. So, but he's kept his composure, and I've liked what I've seen from Danny so far.
Gabe was very complimentary of your team and says he sees a lot of his team and your team as far as mixing and matching and different things. What do you think of the Giants and the way they've gotten off to a good start?
Yeah, they're a good baseball team, and it goes to show that last year, you know, their success they've built on this year. And, you know, you see the group of guys over there, the leaders he has in Crawford, Belt, you know, so the foundation's there. He set a great example of how these guys play the game. They play it hard for nine innings, and you know, you tip your cap to that leadership.
I'm sure you know a lot about Carlos Rodon, who's starting to play for the Giants. How tough is he, especially with that slider that disappears?
Yeah, he's got three weapons, one of which is his fastball at the top of the zone. It gets great extension. You know, he's got a great slider that he throws as a secondary that disappears. So, yeah, we've got our challenges in front of us tonight. You know, our hitters know what they're up against, and we'll try to get the baseball down in the zone and stay with our approach to the middle.
Mark, you talked about how guys have an opportunity to seize their chance. One of the guys who's really kind of taken a hold is pitching tomorrow night, Paul Blackburn. What can you say about Paul's transformation this year?
Yeah, so I've been around Paul for the last few years. He's been a guy that's been up and down from, you know, AAA to the major leagues. He's had a what most would say a cup of coffee, but when he's been here, I like Paul's composure. I like how he goes about his preparation. I think that shows this year in his success that he's able to have early. You know, he's, you know, adapted to how he needs the pitch to be successful here, which says a lot about the person, and it also says a lot about how he's coachable and the way that Scott Emerson is, you know, goes through his game planning with him and utilizes his pitches. And so been impressed with the way Paul's started this year for sure.
Mark, does the new MLB discussion about keeping a 14th pitcher for the month, how does that affect what you might be able to do?
Well, I think, as of now, I'm not sure if it's official, so I wouldn't really want to speak beyond, you know, that
official
opportunity.
It
is. Okay. So, based on it being official, Vince, because I did see it on MLB Trade Rumors this morning, that, you know, we'll sit down and talk about roster construction with David and our pitching coach, Scott Emerson, and obviously how, you know, we can utilize that 14th spot if we choose to utilize that 14th spot as a pitcher. So, yeah, we haven't yet to get into that discussion. I know we still have a few days, and you know how baseball works. In those few days, a lot of things can happen.
Do you feel like the plan with your starters, the way it's gone so far, where there have been times where they've gone five and they maybe had more pitches in them, that it's working the way you want to, your bullpen has come in and stepped in, and eventually you're going to add to that load based on if they're having success out there?
Well, I think the way we've gone about our first 17 games collectively as a unit, as a pitching staff, you know, everyone's gotten an opportunity to be successful in their matchups. It's given the team the best chance to win, given the individual the best chance for their success. So I do like the way we're doing things right now.
obviously you guys are playing here, and tomorrow down the street the Warriors are playing at Chase. Do you get the sense of how big sports are back in the Bay Area and the buzz surrounding both your series and the Warriors tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I was going to send Steve a note saying it would have been nice to not have dual events on the same night because getting out of here is going to be crazy. But yes, there should be a good buzz in the city tomorrow night with the Giants, A's, and with the Warriors hopefully getting a dub, right?
Let's go, Thanks,
everybody.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you very much.